Okay, William. Hey, William. Hey, I'm back again. It's Daddy-O. And here, I've got the next story in Payoff for Mr. Glub. And this one is Glub Family Photos. Oh, you'll like this one because this is what your mom likes to do all the time, Glub Family Photos. Well, we left the last chapter, if you remember, and Rocky, Bernie, and Grassy all got into trouble. Oh, my goodness, I got into big trouble. And Mr. Glub assigned them to the Raider Service, and that is the group of trolls whose job is to go outside in the wet, in the rain, in the dry, in the heat, any time of year, and go raid and find human stuff, because human stuff is cool, and that's what trolls like. And so it's a lot of work, and nobody wants to do it, but somebody's got to do it. So now Rocky, Bernie, and Grassy are going to learn what it's like to be raiders, and they're gone. And then GP, if you remember, approached Mr. Glub and said, you know that instrument you have? And he pointed to his camera. He said, would you like to learn how to use that? And Mr. Glub, who was a troll, but he was a pretty smart troll, thought, human stuff. Sure. And so GP said, oh, good. I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to show you what it can do for you, and then you will really like this. So GP went into his backpack, and he went to the side, and he pulled out a long, slender tripod that he had. And he pulled it out, right? And then he pulled out a new thumb drive disk, a new data disk, a new data file thumb drive, so he could stick it in and have a brand new one for Mr. Glub. And he took a big, huge one. He took a 10 pico so that it would have plenty of room for Mr. Glub. And he turned around. He said, now watch what I'm going to do. And then he turned back to Strong Bones and he said, Strong Bones, why don't you just pack everything else up in the backpack while they're not looking? Because we want to maintain control of this stuff. These are trolls, right? Oh, Strong Bones winked at him. GP was getting the number. So while GP set up his camera, then Strong Bones just kind of like picked up the different things on the bench and put them in his backpack, because they were all taken out and looked at, and he wanted to make sure that they kept all, especially the mini helmet cam. Oh my goodness, don't let go of that one. So GP bowed, and he said, now let's see. First, Mr. Glub, we have to find light. Well, as I told you, you have to imagine Mr. Glub's big king throne room. And his throne, as it were, is on a big slab of rock. It's like right at the end of the cavern, right where they put in these huge plate glass windows. Huge windows. Who knows where the trolls got these windows? Who knows how they put them in? But there they are. And then he sits with his back to the windows, looking into the cavern. And that's where all everybody sits and eats when they have big pig outs. And he can have other people in here and he holds court. And then he is sitting in the light. And it's great. But GP said, now listen, when you use this little machine to take photographs, pictures, you need to have light. So here's what I'm going to do. And he jumped up on the platform, and he put his hands on Mr. Glub's throne, and he turned it around. Oh, my goodness. There's no troll in all of Troll Mountain that would dare, A, jump up on the platform, B, touch Mr. Glub's throne. Oh, no, don't. Oh, but GP didn't know. And he grabbed it, and he turned it around. And before Mr. Glub could even say anything, he got the other chairs that were up there, because he had like chairs and a little table, and he and his family would sit there and eat during pig outs or during breakfast when they had breakfast, or if they had lunch, or if they had dinner, or they'd go up and eat when they had snacks, or they'd eat when they had snacks in between snacks. So it was used a lot. And he turned around the chairs and he said, now, Mr. Glub, here's what I propose. I'm going to set up this camera so that it can take pictures of your whole family. Mr. Glub said, my whole family? He said, yes, we're going to make a record of you and your family, and you can show it to every troll on the mountain, and you'll be famous. You'll be the first troll family to be on a video. Mr. Glub said, huh? A video? Yeah, I'll show you. Watch. And he jumped off the platform, and he set up his tripod, and he put on the camera, and he took the camera and pulled it back a little bit till he got the whole platform there. And then he said, Mr. Glub, here's what I think you should do. You should get your family, and then you should bring them down, and one by one you should introduce them so that you could have your whole family on video. Mr. Glub said, huh? Oh, huh. That sounds okay. I'll do that. And so he looked at Gladrab. Now, Gladrab is he's a pretty arrogant little troll, and he doesn't want to be sent on messages, but that's what that's what Dark Mr. Glub said. He said, Gladrab, go up and get my wife and get Granny Glub and get Mother Glub and get Glabilda. Bring her down too and get your dad Grumble and get bring out a whole bunch, the whole family. Gladrab was looking down at his mushroom mush. He hadn't had any mushroom mush yet. He was hungry. Oh, so he ran off to get all the families from Mr. Glub and bring them back down so they could have photographs. Meanwhile, GP said, okay, Mr. Glub, come here. I'm going to show you this. Well, Mr. Glub's the king of the trolls, and he's kind of a gruff guy. And he's a big troll. He's big. Don't worry about it. He's big, and he's smart. And nobody ever talks to Mr. Glub like that. There's generally, oh, Mr. Glub, sir, may I have your attention, please, Mr. Glub, sir? Instead, GP's saying, hey, come in. Come on down, Glub man. Let me show you. Well, nobody's ever called Mr. Glub man. He's like, huh? What? And Glub Man and Troll is kind of like, but I don't know Troll that well. And anyway, Mr. Glub came over, and GP said, now look, here's a tripod. This is a tripod, and I'm going to give you this tripod to go with this camera. Well, this was kind of interesting, because after all, in Troll terms, GP didn't have anything to give to Mr. Glub, because Mr. Glub owned it all already, but that's all right, GP was working on it. He said, I'm going to give you this tripod, because you can use it for a long time. And now here's how you take the camera. And he showed how to take the camera and screw it onto the top of the tripod. Now, trolls can drive a truck. They certainly can drive a truck, but they certainly don't know how to change a tire because they don't quite know how to unbolt a bolt. But Mr. Glub was watching, and he's watched GP, and GP said, look, here, now take the camera and screw this in the bottom nice and tight. GP said, Mr. Glub went, whew. And then GP said, hey, watch. And he took it off, and he handed Mr. Glub the camera, and he said, now you do it. Oh my goodness, nobody ever tells Mr. Glub to do something, especially in Troll. And I have to say, GP's Troll is improving by the minute. And Mr. Glub said, oh, okay. Of course, when GP said, come on now, you do it, he was more like saying, you, here, do same. You know, Strongbones could help him, but Strongbones was busy filling the backpack up with all the other stuff. And he was laughing. He was thinking, oh my goodness, I've never seen anything like this. So Mr. Glub went, ooh. And he started to try to do it. And he worked at it and worked at it and worked at it and worked at it. And all of a sudden it caught and it screwed on and it went on tight. Ooh, Mr. Glub was like, and he stood up and he started around like, I'm pretty good. Woohoo, look what I did. Well, that was just the beginning of it. And then GP said, okay, all right, now, here's the camera. We're going to set it up so that it's aimed at your room. See how it gets in your whole platform? Okay, now, we have to start it. And then we have to stop it. And then after we start it and stop it, we get to play it. And then if you want to see it, and then we play it, and I'll show you how to rewind it or how to move, you know, back and forth. Huh? Start? What's start mean? Mr. Glub was, well, he was, it was, this was new to him. And GP said, start means start the video. Well, Mr. Glub still didn't get it. So GP said, okay, I'm going to show you. Watch. He said, see this button? I'm going to press this button. Okay, you go stand up on the platform. Go on. Oh my goodness, he's telling Mr. Glub what to do. Go on now, stand up on the platform there by your throne. Mr. Glub was, But he turned around, he climbed up on the platform, he stood on his throne. And he said, now look, I'm going to hit this button. And he put down the play button, start and record. And the camera started recording. And he said, okay, now Mr. Glub, say hello to your trolls. Well, Mr. Glub was looking out the window. He wasn't looking at his trolls, but he thought, hello, fellow trolls. It is I, Mr. Glub. And GP said, great. Okay, and he hit stop. He said, now come here, back down here, I'll show you. So Mr. Glub climbed off the platform, climbed back to the camera, and then GP said, okay, you ready? Now, there is record. See this one that I hit record? You can do it next, and I'll get up on the platform. But you play this. And he showed him how to do the play button. And Mr. Glub said, huh? And he hit the play button. And there on the little screen on the video camera was a little Mr. Glub saying, hello, I'm Mr. Glub, ho! Mr. Glub's eyes went up, his eyebrows went up, his tail stood up straight on end, his ears started to quiver, his nose went, and he said, huh, who's that? And GP said, that's you. It's you. That's just you on video. Mr. Club said, huh. Then GP stopped and said, no, stop. He hit the stop button. See, stop right there. Now he said, now you're going to try it. I'm going to run up here and you're going to hit the record. So he jumped up on the platform and he said, okay, hit the record. And Mr. Club just sort of like looked at these buttons. It was like, huh, what? So Strongbones walked over. And he had the backpack, and he had it on his back, so he had it all covered. He walked over and said, Mr. Glub, sir, let me show you. Here's this one button. And see how it's a little red triangle? That means start the recording. And then see this square little button? That's square. That looks like a table. And then you press that, and that'll stop it. And then say this little looks like an arrowhead, a spearhead there. You just press that. That's play. And then if you want to stop it. And then that's all you have to do. Mr. Club said, oh, red start? And Strongbone said, yes, indeedy. Red start. So he hit the red. And then GP stood up and said, hello, I am Gustav Panier. I am the ethnojournalist extraordinaire from Washima Gumption University. And I come to say hello to my fellow troll friends. And Strongbone said, okay, he's going to keep going. Just turn it off. So Mr. Club said, oh. And he hit the square, and everything stopped. Oh, he'd seen the little Gustav Panier in the screen. He said, oh, and he hit the play again. He put the recording in, and there was Gustav Panier standing there, looking down at him. And then Mr. Club said, oh, you're here. Oh, he turned it off again. Very good. Try it again, Mr. Club. And so Mr. Club stood up, and he said, and GP said, Strongbones, get up here with me. So Strongbones climbed up with him, still holding the backpack. And the two of them, he said, turn it on, Mr. Club. And Mr. Club turned it on record. And then the two of them said, hi, we're Gustav Panier and Strongbones. And we're here to say hello to all the trolls in Troll Mountain. Yay! Well, they were very cheery, weren't they, for first thing in the morning. And then Mr. Club hit the stop. Oh, and it stopped. And that picture disappeared. He said, oh, well. So then GP jumped down. And he said, no, look, Mr. Club, see this little triangle? Play that. Hit that. You'll see it. And when he hit it, there came Mr. Club. Hello, it is I, Mr. Club, the king of the trolls. I greet you, my troll people. And then it went black. And then there was GP. Hey, it's GP. I'm the ethnojournalist. And then it went back. And then it played again. Hi, this is Gustav Panier and Strongbones. And they played again, and it stopped. And then Strongbones joined them. And he said, so, every time you hit that, you'll add some of that video. And then when you hit stop, it'll be stopped. And then you'll have all the video. Oh, Mr. Glub liked this. Mr. Glub said, huh? And he hit the play again. And he went through Mr. Glub, and then Gustav Panier, and then GP and Strongbones, and it stopped. Huh? And he hit the play again. Oh! And he did that several times until GP was going, oh my goodness. It's okay. Now, Mr. Glub, let's have do the same thing, but let's have you introduce your whole family, and we'll take a picture of your whole family. Well, this is very good timing for Gustav Panier, because just at that moment, here arrived Gladrab, and Gladrab arrived with all these other trolls that nobody had seen, because, you know, they didn't join the pig out, because generally the Granny Glub and Mother Glub didn't like the pig outs, and Mrs. Glub, well, she got tired of the pig outs. She didn't want to come to breakfast that morning, so she stayed late in bed. And then Glabilda's too young for a pig out. She can't be a pig out till she's bigger, so she hadn't been there. And they all came in, and all cousins and aunts and uncles and all the rest. And Mr. Glub said, huh? So GP said, okay, you climb up with your platform, and I'm going to start the camera, and then you are going to introduce all of your family, and we'll tell a video of each one of them. Well, Mr. Glub was very intrigued. Really? Huh? Really? Strongbone said, yes, indeedy. Come on, I'll help you. And he said, I'll help you. And he took his backpack, and he put it down on the floor right next to GP. And then he went over to start helping up the Granny Glub and everything. So Mr. Glub said, okay, all right, I'll do that. So he stood up in his throne room, and GP said, okay, I'm starting the camera. And he hit record. And then Mr. Glub said, oh, hello, fellow trolls. This is Mr. Glub. And this is Mr. Glubb's family, and I'm going to introduce my family one after the other for you, though you know all my family. But this way you can get to know them again. And he turned around and he said, first, we're going to go for the oldest. And the oldest is Granny Glubb. That's my grandmother. And she doesn't remember her name before she was Granny Glubb. And here came this little old troll. Now, little old troll is kind of a hard thing to say because as trolls grow, they get bigger. You know that. They get bigger and bigger and bigger. They don't stop growing. They just get bigger. And Granny Glubb was old. She was old even by troll standards. She was old. And she was big, but she was kind of like crunched over. So she looked tiny, but she was big. Oh, how do I explain it? Anyway, she had trouble walking. She had a cane. She came down and she said, what's this, my grandson? What's going on? What do we have here? What's this? What's happening? Because she was a little bit deaf. So Strongbones came up to her and said, Granny Glubb, I'm Strongbones. Let me help you up on the platform. And Granny Glubb looked at him and said, oh, Hooman, Hooman, Hooman. And she took her cane and she started hitting Strongbones. Hooman, oh, on his back. Oh, Strongbones was like, oh, don't hit me anymore. And so then some of the other trolls came up and said, Granny, it's okay. It's okay. He's an okay Hooman. So Granny looked at him suspiciously and she let him help her up on the platform. And she came up and dotted over to Mr. Glubb. And Mr. Glubb said, here, Granny, you sit in my throne chair. You're so special to me. And then he turned around and said, this is my Granny Glubb. Everybody, my Granny Glubb. Come on, Granny, stand up and take a bow. So she stood up again. So I sort of did a little bow and then sat down again. Poof. And he said, okay. And now we have the other oldest troll, and that is my great Auntie Bellabula. Now, Auntie Bellabula was Granny Glubb's sister, and she was the great auntie, was the great mammy that ran the king's kitchen, and she was his great auntie. And she ran the king's kitchen, and that meant she ran there the biggest kitchen in the whole of Troll Mountain. And so she came up. Well, Bellabula was old too, and she was big, but she wasn't quite as feeble as Granny Glubb. She was kind of big and ebullient and, oh, big troll, all right. And Glubb said, this is my Auntie Bellabula. She is the head mammy of the king's kitchen. Yay, everybody take a bow. And she took a bow, and then she sat down on one of his seats heavily. And then it went like that. Then he brought in his wife, and his wife is Blabgab, but his wife prefers to be called by her title, Mrs. Glubb, because Blabgab, well, we'll go into Blabgab later, but Mrs. Glubb was his wife. So she came up, and she was a little lighter and curtsier. I mean, she was big, she's a troll, but she curtsied and said, Mr. Glubb said, I introduce you the queen, the life of my life, the heart of my heart, Mrs. Glubb, oh, the lady of my imagination. Oh, she was so pleased, she bowed again, and then she sat down. And then Mr. Glubb said, and, last of my little family, my favorite, my wonder, my own daughter, Glubilda. Now, Glubilda was a young troll. She was pretty young. In fact, she was about the same age as Cute Bones, if you remember Cute Bones. And she came bouncing up in the platform, and she came up to the platform, jumped up on the platform, and then looked straight into the face of Strong Bones. Well, if you know anything about an earlier story I told, Cute Bones and Troll Mountain, you will know that Glubilda knows Strong Bones. She also knows Cute Bones. As a matter of fact, Cute Bones was her pet for a while until Strong Bones rescued Cute Bones. And Glubilda looked at Strong Bones, and she stared at him, and she stared at him, and she stared at him, and she said, I know you. I know who you are. You're with my pet. I remember you. You're with my pet Cute Bones. You're, and Strong Bones said, Strong Bones. And Glubilda said, yes! And you know what she did? Right on camera. I mean, he was taking the whole thing on camera. She jumped into his arms. Oh! Well, good thing Strong Bones is a big boy, because even teen children are big. And she jumped in his arms and said, oh, where's Cute Bones? Cute Bones, oh, Strong Bones, Strong Bones, oh. And her tail was going all over the place and she was hugging him. And Strong Bones was like, oh, well, you know, Cute Bones isn't here. Cute Bones isn't here, but I'm here, and I remember you too, but you were littler when I last time I saw you. Oh, she was so happy, and she turned around and said, Daddy, 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 can you have Cute Bones back? I want Cute Bones here. Give me Cute Bones. We want Cute Bones. Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. And Mr. Club said, no, no, no. We can't have Cute Bones here. She's not here, and she's a human after all. Oh, then can I go visit Cute Bones? Can I go visit Cute Bones? Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. Oh, please, Daddy. Daddy, say yes, I can do it. Mrs. Glubb looked at Mr. Glubb like, don't you do this. Mr. Glubb looked at his wife and said, well, Mr. Glubb Builder, we have to talk about this right now. Right now we're doing a family photo. Do you mind? Glubb Builder said, okay, all right, okay. So she walked up, stood between her mom and her dad, and Mr. Glubb said, well, back to it. Here is my wonderful daughter, Glubb Builder. Oh, and she took a bow. She was so happy. And she was young, so she didn't have to sit plopped down in the seat. She just stood there. And then Mr. Glubb brought the rest of his family in. He brought in his brother Grumble, and he brought in his brother's son Gladrab. You remember Gladrab. And then Mudrub came in because he was Mrs. Glubb's uncle. So he came in, and then other people came in, other trolls, and I would go on for several hours if I tried to tell you all the trolls that came in for the picture. And Mr. Glubb introduced each one of them. He told them how wonderful it was. This is Glubb's family. And at the end, at the very end, they all stood up, except for Granny Glubb and Auntie Bellabula. They all stood up and took a bow. And then bowed up. And GP said, great, cut, and turned off the recording. Well, Mr. Glubb was quite pleased. He said, okay, can I see in the little, he didn't know how to say screen. He didn't know how to say picture. He didn't know how to, he just knew everything was little when he looked at it. And GP said, well, I have a better idea. I have a better idea for you. I am going to project this on the wall for everybody to see. Huh? Remember? I had done that. And he went over and he picked up Marvel Rap Tracks projector. And he said, I'm going to use this projector. Because this is it. This is the audio video digitizer projector. And I'm going to plug in the camera. And what he did was he took the camera and he had a little cord. He plugged it in, right? He could have used the information thumb drive and just stuck that in. But that's a little too much because now you're telling the trolls they have to be able to take something out and put it in. But they could do a wire. Just plug the wire in. Here you go. Now, and he aimed it at the cavern. Well, he had the projector. And it was aimed at the back cavern. I've already told you, the cavern's a little dark. It's a great place for projecting. And everybody else who was in the king's hall could see. And then he turned on the camera. And there the camera went off. And all of a sudden you saw Mr. Glubb. Hello, I'm Mr. Glubb. Oh, I'm Mr. Glubb, king of the Glubbs. Hello to you, all trolls. And then you saw Gustav Pontier. Hello, I'm Gustav Pontier. Then GP and Strongbones. Hello, GP. And then the family introduction. Oh, and they played it all over again. Mr. Glubb was like, oh, I'm seeing my family. This is my family. Oh, I look, my family. And then one by one, Granny Glubb came up and then started whacking Strongbones in the video. And Strongbones helped her up. And then Mother Glubb came up. And then Bellabula. And then Mrs. Glubb. And then Glubilda climbed all over Strongbones. Oh, he was taking a whack in here. And he came up and one by one, All of the family came up to see, to introduce themselves. Oh, Mr. Glubb was so proud. He said, me, important troll. I'm an important troll. I have pictures. Well, there's no troll word for pictures. Trolls aren't big artists. But he had picked up the English word, and now he spoke an English word, which is kind of amazing for a troll to speak English. He said, I have pictures. Well, this was quite a commotion. All the trolls were like, oh, ooh, oh, that's Granny Glubb. Oh, that's Auntie Bellabula. We haven't seen her in years. Oh, look, there's little Glubilda. What's she up to? She's a troublemaker. Oh, look at, and they were exclaiming. And, well, Granny Glubb was sitting down. Everybody was standing up. She couldn't see a thing. She was like, wait, I can't see a thing. I can't see a thing. So she climbed out of her chair. She was so stooped and small, she couldn't see over their heads. I can't see a thing. Oh, so you know what she did? She climbed up onto Mr. Glubb's throne chair where she had been sitting. She said, I'll just climb up in this chair and I'll see it. So she did. And she did. She got to see Glubilda, and she got to see the other cousins, and she got to see people. Oh, she was having a great time. Oh, this is, oh, are these, pictures? Oh, Mr. Glove was like, I have pictures. Well, everybody was like really amazed on the stage, and they were moving around and they were trying to get the best position, and people were getting in front of each other and they were pushing each other aside. Come on, I gotta see. And just at that moment, wouldn't you guess that one of the big troll cousins pushed another troll cousin, and that troll cousin bumped up against the throne, and that knocked the throne over, and guess what happened to Granny Glubb? Oh no, Granny Glubb went, it started to fall off the platform. Oh, I'm falling off the platform. Oh no, I'm falling off the platform. And then GP, who'd been watching it and seen the trolls start roughhousing, right? He'd seen them start carousing and roughhousing. He saw them hit the throne chair. He saw Granny Glubb start to fall over. And he said, oh my goodness, I gotta catch the granny. And he jumped right up to the platform, put his arms up, and he caught Granny Glubb. Well, yes, technically he caught Granny Glubb. Granny Glubb was still a big, big person, and she weighed more than GP, and when she landed on top of GP, so it would be more like GP was the cushion that Granny Glubb landed on, because he didn't stay standing. He thought, oh, I'll catch her, and it'll look so good. Oh, no, he went, and he was crushed. Oh, crushed. Well, then there was a big commotion, because everybody had all of a sudden realized that Granny Glubb was going over. Ah! And then they heard a thud, and oh no, Granny Glubb! And they looked down, and there was Granny Glubb, kind of dazed, but okay, and sitting there. And underneath her was a squished human! Oh, a squished human! Oh, that's funny, a squished human! Well, it wasn't funny for GP. He was the squished human after all. But all the trolls, troll humor. That's troll humor, you know. Well, Granny Glubb climbed up off him. And she looked down at him. And then she looked up at the chair on the platform. Then she looked down at the human. And she said, oh, human, thank you. I could have broken a bone. Thank you. And she took her cane and she patted him on the back. It was a nice little pat, you know, not a whack the way she did to Strong Bones. And she said, thank you. GP was on the ground going, huh? What? Oh, whoa. He was dazed. He didn't know what to think. Oh, he was dazed. Oh, he was. Strong Bones said, GP, are you okay? GP. And he rushed over to him. Well, there was pandemonium in the Great Hall. There was a commotion. There was everything. And the recorder kept playing. There was commotion. There was everything. Everybody was like, oh no, Granny Glubb. Oh no, Granny Glubb. Oh, humans. Help those humans. Those humans are good humans. And things like that were happening. Well, I got to take a stop right here, because I got to reel back a little, scroll back a little bit, and start another angle. Because you remember that one of the troll guards had to take Bernie and Grassy and Rocky out to the Raider service, right? Oh, and those two troll guards, they were happy to do it. Yes, they took their cudgels out and started helping Rocky, Grassy, and Bernie to go along. Quack, quack, quack. Come on, you trolls. You're troublemaker trolls. Quack, quack, quack. You'll learn about trouble from the raiders. Ha, ha, ha. Quack, quack, quack. Because they had been raiders, and they had only been able to come into the mountain because they proved that they were too smart to be raiders, and so they could be inside, and they were happy about that. And the trolls, the teams were like, oh, ow, oh, ow, oh, 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 oh. They got out of the troll room, and they got away, and they started going down the tunnels to where all the raiders, the raider service existed, and where people had their beds and things like that. And then Grassy, who was admittedly the smartest of the three, which doesn't mean, well, okay, he was the smartest of the three, even though none of them were the brightest, sharpest pencil in the pencil box. But Grassy said, hey, wait, okay, all right, we're going to the Raider service. We understand. Mr. Glubb gave us our orders. We're going to go, but we can't go like this. We have kitchen clothes on. At least let us go to our rooms, our homes, and pick up some decent shoes and some clothes so that when we go to the Raider service, we're ready to go out. And the two guards looked at him. Huh, well. Well, the two guards really wanted to get back to the mushroom, the pig out breakfast, because they hadn't finished their mushroom mush, and they wanted to get back, and they didn't want to have to take them all the way down, because it's a long way down the mountain to get to the Raider service. And he looked at him and said, you know how to get there, right? And Grassy and Bernie and Rocky just laughed, because how do you think they get out of the mountain, right? So they said, oh, yes, we'll do it. We're just going to go get some good shoes and some clothes, and we'll go. And so the two guards said, oh, okay. And each of them gave, each of them gave Grassy and Rocky and Bernie a whack with his cudgel just for good luck. Well, you do it, and be hurried. And they took off. Grassy said, okay, all right, this is enough. We can't do this. We're out of here. I'm not going to the Raider service. That's crazy. That's crazy. Here's what I want to do. I think we ought to go back to the king's boardroom, the king's room, his big feast hall, and we ought to find that backpack, and we're going to take that backpack because it's ours. And Rocky said, yeah, we're going to take your backpack. It's ours. And Bernie said, huh? I thought the backpack was Mr. Club's. And Grassy said, no. Don't you understand anything? He who has the backpack has the backpack. We're going to go take it, and then we're going to hide out for a while. And we'll just sneak down to the kitchens and steal food until they forget about us. And then we'll be okay. We'll be fine. And then we'll go back to the kitchen and pretend nothing ever happened. Well, Rocky, okay, I'll do it. And Bernie was like, I don't know. So Grassy said, to heck with it. We're in it together. Let's go. Okay. So the three of them turned around and very carefully, walked back to the corridors, back to the king's throne room, the big banquet hall, where everybody was watching photos, and then it was in pandemonium because Granny Glob had fallen over. And when they got to the throne room, they looked inside, and it was a madhouse. People were rushing around. Granny Glob was here whacking people with her cane, whacking trolls with her cane. The two, GP was on the ground. Strongbones was standing next to him, right, saying, are you okay? And there on the floor, by the camera tripod, was the backpack. Grassy said, okay, you ready? You ready, guys? Watch this. And Grassy ran in, and he ran around the back of the crowd. Everybody's not paying attention to him. They were looking at something else. He ran around, ran up to the camera, and he grabbed the backpack. He was just about to grab the video camera too and stick it in when Glabilda looked up. She said, hey, you, what are you doing? Drop that backpack. That's not yours. What are you doing? And Grassy said, oh, crummy, oh, no, oh, snap, darn. And he turned around and started to run with the backpack in his hand. And Glabilda said, oh, no, you don't. And she came up and she grabbed the backpack away from him. Well, Grassy is a bigger troll than Glabilda, even though Glabilda is pretty big. And Grassy said, go away, little troll, go away before you get hurt. And he took off. And Glabilda hung on to the backpack. And he took off. And then the other two trolls, Grassy and Bernie, came up. Or Rocky and Bernie came up. And they said, go away, little girl, go away. You're going to get hurt. And she said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going after this backpack. Well, that's when Strongbones looked up. And he saw Glabilda hanging onto the backpack. And there's Grassy. Grassy with his spiky hair and an ugly little face. And Strongbones said, the backpack! And all the trolls looked up. And they looked at the entrance just as the three trolls exited, running away as fast as they could, with Glabilda holding onto the backpack too and following them, flew out the door. Strongbones said, after them! And he took off. Well, you'd think Strongbones would let the trolls do their own work, but that was his backpack, and that was Glabilda, his cute bones, his sister's friend. He was going to take care of this. And he took off. And everybody else was stunned. GP was on the floor going, oh, why, and Mr. Glob was looking up saying, you, trolls! And he pointed at some of his soldiers. You go get Glabilda! And then he looked at Gladrap and said, that's your cousin! You go get Glabilda! And then he looked at Mudrub and he said, Mudrub, I want those teen trolls in front of me! And Mudrub took off. And it was pandemonium again! Oh my goodness! And then Granny Glob stood up and said, what they need is a good whacking! And just to prove it, she took her cane and whacked one of the trolls standing next to her. Whack! And that was it. And that, my dear William, is the end of today's tale. Because tomorrow, I have to tell you how Strongbones tracked down those unruly troll teens. And he got back his backpack, and he rescued Glabilda, and he was the hero of the day. But that is for tomorrow. So tonight, you have a wonderful sleep. You give your sister Lauren a big hug because she's the cutest little sister you've ever had. And give your mama and dad a big hug because they're the most wonderful people in the whole world. And I love you, William, and I'll give you another story as soon as I think it up.